好，
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天是一个非常重要的日子。
Today is a very special day.
那我先把我们一起来念一下我们今天我讲到的一个主要的经文，请大家翻到哥罗西书2章11到15节。
Let's read the Bible together, which is relating to my key message today. Please turn your Bible to Colossians chapter second chapter, verse 11 to 15.
哥罗西书2章11到15节。我很喜欢一个牧师的一个做法，有几个牧师他们都是这样做，我觉得很重要。
I like many pastors. They would love to do that during their preaching. I think that's important.
他们去读圣经的时候，都会呼召会众起立，我们一起来攻读神的话语。
When they read the Bible, they ask all people rising and read the Bible together.
Let's start.
Let's stand up.
我们一起来念这几节经文，《哥罗西书》2章11、15节。不论是中文还是英文，我们一起来念。
Let's read the Bible together, no matter English or Chinese.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那让他从死里复活神的功用。你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了他们一切的过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。请坐。
Please sit down.
今天是一个，我们大家都知道，这是复活节。
Today is the Easter, as we all know.
其实，我们每个主日，我们都是一个纪念主复活的一个日子。
Actually, every Sunday is a day we memorize the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
但是我们在每一年的时候，我们也会定下一个特别的主日，
But every year we set up one special Sunday
来纪念2000年前主这一天特别的日子。
to memorize the special day to about 2,000 years ago.
在美国的教会有一个传统的说法，
There's a traditional way in American church.
有很多基督徒，他们被称为就叫 CEO 的基督徒。
Many Christians are called so-called CEO Christian.
因为他们在一年的有2天，他们会来到教会。
Because they only came to church only 2 Sundays to church.
那第一个就是圣诞节，
First is Christmas.
那第二个就是 Easter，就是复活节。
And second is Easter.
那称之为 Christmas and East Only Christian。
That's why we call them 执行长的基督徒。
所以今天我们经过教会的时候，你会发现所有的这个 parking lot 都满了。
So when we're passing by any church today, you will see all parking lots are
而且在
full.
这2天，我们都会穿得好好的，
And we all wear formally
那
in
漂
this
漂亮亮，高高兴兴的。
And happy.
那来到教会，我们来庆祝。
And come to church to celebrate.
所以我今天代表恩典堂欢迎大家来到这里。
Therefore, on behalf of Great Chinese Church, I welcome all of you come here.
不是因为今天讲员有多好，
Not because I'm preaching so well.
是因为今天的信息是非常重要。
This is because the special message I will deliver.
是许多美国人都不愿意失去的。
So for most Americans, they don't want to even lose it.
从去年3月份开始，
From last year in March,
神将这一本书《哥罗西书》放在我的心里面。
God has placed the book of Colossians in my heart.
我就按照圣经一句句的给弟兄姐妹分享这里面的信息。
And I have been sharing it with my brothers and sisters sentence by sentence.
这就是保罗写给这个哥罗西教会的一个指导性的建议。
This is a letter written by Paul to the church in Colossians.
其中是帮助大家能够认识在教会里面的基督应该是什么样子的。
It is about how to know Christ in the church.
其中核心的信息就在第三章的十一节。
The core message lies in chapter 3, verse 11.
这唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人中间。
Christ is all and is in all.
所以在这封书信的时候，进到第二章的时候。
In the middle of this letter, when coming, reading the chapter, second chapter.
这保罗针对教会当时出现的一些实际的问题。
Paul made some suggestions regarding some problems that were arising in the church.
所以提出了一些建议。
And he gave some suggestions.
那就在哥罗西章二章十一到十五节的时候。
In Colossians chapter, second chapter, verse 11 to 15.
这保罗就借用了旧约以色列的割礼。
And Paul citing something from the Old Testament about circumcision.
那提出对一个正常的基督徒。
Proposing a fundamental change in the life of a normal Christian.
所以他们的生命里面有一个很根本的改变。
And there must be a fundamental change in their life.
啊，这个改变就是他更基本的原因是因为主耶稣的复活。
This change stems from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
所以感谢神，今天是这样非常巧的一个巧合。
Thank God for using such a wonderful coincidence.
我没有刻意的去挑这一段经文。
I did not select this with true intention.
但神让我在复活节的时候来分享这段经文。
But God allows me to share this message with brothers.
其中提醒我们，他们说我们基督徒应该是在主基督里面来受这样一个特殊的割礼。
And reminding us we need to receive such special circumcision in Jesus.
圣经里面讲到哥罗西书二章十一节到十二节的时候。
In the Bible, when we read the second Colossians, verse 11 to 12,
他说你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
In him, you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ.
You men 既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就再次与他一同复活。
Having been buried with him a baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God.
都因信他，叫他从死里复活，神的公运。
Who raised him from the dead.
我们一起做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们想到你复活了。
When we think about the resurrection of you,
让我回想到两千年前。
I'm thinking about 2,000 years ago.
是大街小巷的人说主复活了。
All the neighborhoods we all called He's risen.
让我们一起来思念这样的一个日子。
Let's think about this special day.
让我们主耶稣在我们身上有复活的功用。
Let's our God Jesus give the function about His resurrection.
人见到我们的时候
，When people see us,
他们也会照大街小巷去宣告。
They will also declare the Lord's resurrection all over the world.
主耶稣复活了。
He is risen.
感谢神。
Thank you, God.
祷告祈求的是奉靠主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我相信一个基督徒他的身上有个很大的改变。
I believe that as a Christian, there must be a great changes in their life.
我们见到一些老朋友的时候。
When we see some old friends.
我经常会说哎呀你多年了没有改变。
I always say, hey, long time no see, you have no change.
还是一样年轻。
As always, as young.
那我记得于牧师他最讨厌这样的评价。
I remember the Pastor Yu, he didn't like it to say that.
一个基督徒见面的时候，你希望听到，哦，这个人有很大的改变。
When, as a Christian, when we meet together, we hope to see you have some changes in your life.
一个人的身上没有改变是有问题的。
Without a change in someone's life, there must be a problem.
别人会不相信你的真实性。
Like you do not believe the truth.
我以前听我说一个小故事。
I heard a little story before.
所以这个牧师他来到教会的路上。
A pastor came to church.
让轮胎爆掉了。
And his tire was flattered.
然后呢，他就下来去换轮胎。
And he came out of his car and changed his tire.
在换的过程中呢，突然一个螺帽就掉了。
A nut of his tire, the tire fell off.
那这个螺钉呢，就滚到路的中间去了。
And the nut rose into the middle of the road.
那这个牧师就很勇敢的就走到路中间去把它捡起来。
And that pastor just hurried up to pick up the nut.
就在捡起来的过程中呢，
When he was picking up the nut,
那突然有个18人的货车就冲过来了。
A big heavy trunk just coming.
然后就冲在他身上。
Knocked him over.
然后把他压倒了。
And then ran over him.
那等到18人过去了以后呢，
When the heavy trunk passed by,
这个18人，这个牧师就站起来。
The pastor stand up.
然后呢，回去把螺帽再紧上。
And pick up the nut.
然后呢，就把他轮胎给换上。
And reinstall the tire into his car.
然后呢，高高兴兴的来到教会。
Then goes to his church happily.
那我看到有很多人就在摇头。
I see many people shaking their heads.
那你不相信这样的事情。
Don't you remember? Don't you believe it?
那因为我们觉得18人货车实在太大了。
Because we see those 18 wheels heavy truck is so huge.
但是你有没有思考过？
But have you think about?
主耶稣是创造宇宙的主。
Jesus is the man who created the universe.
当我们成为基督徒的那一天，
When we became a Christian,
我们说主耶稣住在我心。
So we know that Jesus comes into our heart. If we don't believe this fact,
但是主耶稣进到我们身上的时候，我身上没有任何改变。
But Jesus Christ coming into our heart, but we don't have any change?
你相信这样的事吗？
Do you believe?
那我们一起来回到这样的一个经文，今天的经文里面就告诉我们，
Let's back to our scriptures. Today's scripture tells us Jesus has a plan on all of us.
首先我们看到的时候，他是在主耶稣他在我们身上会行一个割礼。
First of all, we will see we have a substantiation performed by God.
在旧约的以色列身上，
In Israel's,
神给他们身上做了一个记号，
Jesus Christ made a mark on their body.
叫做割礼。
It's called substantiation.
那圣经里面讲说，这个记号是神给亚伯拉罕的子孙身上的一个记号。
This sign was made by Jesus on Abraham's and his descendants.
当时神对亚伯拉罕说，
And by the time God told Abraham,
这记录在创世纪的17章第9到第10节。
It is recorded on Genesis chapter 17, verse 9 to 10.
他说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你们并你的后裔所立的约。”
As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep.
而且提醒亚伯拉罕，
He reminds Abraham.
他说：“你和你的后裔必须要遵守。”
You and your descendants must be kept these.
所以他们就从百姓里面分别开来。
So therefore, they were separate from all other people.
在创世纪的17章后面一点点，
In the later chapter 17 in Genesis,
亚伯拉罕接受了一个非常详细的一个指令。
Abraham received a very detailed order.
你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的， 和是在你后裔之外用银子从外面买的，生下来的第八天就要做受割礼。Whether
born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised My covenant in your flesh is to be everlasting covenant.
而且他说这个约是立在你们肉体身上永远的约。
This is a foreverlasting covenant put on your life.
所以这个命令他需要亚伯拉罕世世代代的继续下去。
So this order need to be continued from generation to generation by Abraham.
亚伯拉罕自己或者家里生的或者银子买的。
Abraham and no matter was born in the home and bought with money.
所以将来这些男孩生下来的时候第八天就要行割礼。
8 days after these boys were born, they must be circumcised.
那作为身体上的一个记号。
As a mark on their bodies.
如果哪一代他不守的话。
If any generation does not obey this covenant.
这个约就被废除。
This covenant will be abolished.
那就祝福就没有了。
The blessings will be gone.
那咒诅就临到他们。
And the curse will come.
那我们你要看到的时候，在圣经里面记载，这个约显然不是简单的，是只是在身体上面。
However, we can see this covenant is not just on their body.
后来在亚伯拉罕的生命里面，他要需要给他做一个记号。
And also later, more importantly, Abraham's life also be made by this mark.
所以亚伯拉罕的一生经历了很多的试验。
The whole life of Abraham experienced a lot of trials.
那在最后的时候，他要把以撒献上。
At the last, he has to offer his favorite son, Isaac.
所以成为亚伯拉罕在信心里面的一个记号。
It becomes a mark of Abraham's faith.
这个在新约的时候，希伯来书的十一章十七到十九节的时候讲到这些事情。
This is recorded in Hebrews, the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to 17, not to 19.
所以亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就要把以撒献上。
By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己的独生的儿子献上。
He who had embraced the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son.
论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死里得回他的儿子。
Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
那以撒是亚伯拉罕老年得的子。
Isaac was the one Abraham received in his old age.
是他最疼爱的。
And his favorite one.
是他旧生命里面最宝贵的。
And the most precious thing in his life.
但是神要求他愿意失去。
However, God required that he be given it up.
圣经里面说这个儿子是带着欢喜过来，是应许得的。
The Bible says that this son brings joy, and is promised and is given to him by God.
而且说这是一个独生子。
Moreover, he is the only child.
除了这个儿子，他一无所有。
Apart from this son, he had nothing.
那第三，这一个以撒呢，是亚伯拉罕将来生命的一个延续。
Thirdly, the Isaac is the continuation of Abraham's future life.
他一献上这就没有了。
And if he offered it, he has nothing.
然而亚伯拉罕在信心里面就看见的是。
However, Abraham saw in faith
这个儿子要从死里复活。
That this son would be resurrected from the dead.
所以亚伯拉罕向以撒抬起受伤的刀的时候。
When Abraham raised the knife in his hand,
他也经历了死里复活的一个。
He also experiencing the resurrection from the dead.
如果你想一想亚伯拉罕所经历的，
If you imagine what Abraham experienced,
那确确是我们天上的父所摆上的。
That was exactly what our heavenly Father set out to us.
所以两千年前，
About 2,000 years ago,
有一个父亲，
the Father.
就是我们的天父。
He is our heavenly Father.
他把独生子献上。
He offered his only son.
这所有以撒身上所的受的礼仪，我们的主耶稣都忍受了。
All terrible experience suffered by Isaac, we also suffered by our God Jesus.
你从新约的福音书里面就可以看到很多关于主耶稣小时候的记载。
You can see a lot of records from the New Testament about Jesus.
那我就选一段路加福音的第二章二十一到二十三节。
Let me just select one of them in Luke chapter second chapter verse 21 to 23.
他说满了八日的时候，就给这个孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣。
It is said on the eighth day when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus.
他就按照摩西律法满了接近的日子，就带着孩子上耶路撒冷，把他献于主。
According to Moses' law, he took his son to be circumcised.
那耶稣基督他是童女玛利亚所生。
Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary.
在他身上没有罪。
There was no sin in him.
本来是就是圣洁的。
And he's holy.
所以隔离或者后来将来他所受的洗礼，他本来是不需要的。
Either circumcision or the future baptism means nothing to him.
那你有没有想过主耶稣他为什么要这样做
？However, have you think about why our Lord Jesus want to do that?
这个答案就在主耶稣回答施洗约翰的一个问题的答案里头。
The answer comes from when.Our Lord Jesus answered the question from John the Baptist.
他说为了行诸般的义。
It is to perform all kind of righteousness.
那主耶稣为什么他要来到这个世界有没有想过
Why our Lord Jesus came to this world? Have you think about that?
如果他只是为了赎罪。
If he just want to redeem our sin.
主耶稣他需要直接下来就上到十字架就行了。
He just go straight come to the world.And go to the cross.
他赎罪就已经结束了。
And the redemption is done.
他为什么还要降生
？Why he was born?
成为一个孩子的样子。
Become a child.
第八天要受隔离。
And be circumcised by the eighth day after he was born.
而且要默默无闻的生活三十年。
And he lived as a normal people about 30 years.
那最神奇的时候，他死了复活了以后，还要在世上。
The most miracle thing is after he resurrected his death, he's still in the world.
这些问题都不好回答。
All of these questions are very hard to answer.
但是我要跟大家分享一个Memphis 一个最大的教会的一个牧师。
Let me share a story about a pastor from the biggest church in Memphis.
他名字叫 Adrian Rogers.
His name is Adrian Rogers.
所以他有一个，他是一个很有名的牧师。
He's a very famous pastor.
但是他有一个很不好的习惯。
But he has a bad habit.
他说早上起来的时候，他很不喜欢叠被子。
He doesn't want to fold his quilt after he gets up.
因为他做这个这时候很浪费时间。
Because he thought that's a waste of time.
但是他很爱他的太太。
But he loves his wife.
因为他太太非常喜欢看到别被子叠得整整齐齐。
Because his wife prefers seeing him to folding those quilts in a nicely order.
所以经过几年的学习
，After several years learning,
这个牧师就顺服。
This pastor followed the order of his wife.
为了他太太的缘故。
Because he loves his wife.
每天早上起来，高高兴兴地把被子叠干净。
Every morning he gets up and happily fold his quilt.
甚至这个牧师讲
，To some extent he said.
有的时候他出去讲道。
Sometimes when he goes out to preach.
好多时候他太太其实不在他身边。
Many times his wife was not there with him.
他就住在那个酒店里面。
When he stays in a hotel.
早上起来的时候
，In the morning, when he gets up,
仔仔细细的把被子叠好。
He fold his quilt carefully.
为什么
？Why？
因为他实在是爱他的太太。
Because he loves his wife extremely.
所以你回到这里面，主耶稣他为什么要来到这个世界上？这样。
Now back to our question, why he came to the world?
如果只是为了赎罪，
if just for redemption,
他不需要经过这么些事情。
It's not necessary to experience.
特别是他的复活。
Especially for his resurrection.
他复活了以后，而且要向我们显现。
After his resurrection, he also showed to us.
他要给我们赐给一个记号。
Because he wants to give us a mark.
这个记号从物质上来看，就是那个十字架。
This mark, in reality, is the cross.
而且是十字架的爱。
And also, actually, it's a love of the cross.
所以你是不是要接受这样的一个记号？
So, are you willing to receive such mark?
所以在旧约里面的割礼，后来慢慢的就被新约里面的一个洗礼所替代。
So, in the Old Testament, the substitution was replaced gradually by the baptism in the New Testament.
那这里面又涉及到很多的神学的问题，我今天就不细细讲。
It also relates to a lot of questions in theology. I'm not going to detail it one by one.
但我只想来，我们来分享一下这里面基本的一些属灵的含义，关于洗礼。
I just want to share some spiritual meaning with all of us.
那圣经里面记录洗礼的时候，最早的是在施洗约翰出来的时候。
When it was first recorded in the Bible about Baptist is from the John the Baptist.
就施洗约翰来到约翰约旦河边。
And when the John the Baptist came by the Jordan River,
叫众人能够悔改。
And ask all the people to, to redeem.
预备好心来迎接天国。
And prepare their hearts to, for the whole kingdom.
但是很奇怪的是。
But that's very strange.
在马可福音一章七到八节的时候。
In Mark, first chapter, verse 7 to 8.
就是施洗约翰传道说他有一位在我以后来的。
And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful.
说能力比我更大。
More powerful than I.
我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也是不配的。
The straps of whose saddles I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie.
我是用水给你们施洗。
I baptize you with water.
他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
But he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣的受洗他其实要成就在百姓里面的一个约。
The baptism of Jesus is to fulfill the covenant between God and his people.
所以这又进到一个 很有意思的一个问题，就是主耶稣他来，他为什么要受洗？
It's just come to a very important question that when Jesus, Lord Jesus come, why they need to be baptized?
刚才我就讲到一个主耶稣他在这里所行的所有的一切是为了成就他的义。
I just said the Lord's coming is to fulfill all of his righteousness.
他要在他的肉体里面生活，经历我们的生命。
He wants to live his flesh and experience our lives.
当我们去接受主耶稣的时候，
When we accept the Jesus,
他所经历的就要成为我们的经历。
What he experienced because also become our experience.
当我们接受主耶稣的受洗的时候，
When we accept the baptism of Jesus,
我们的罪就归到主耶稣的身上。
Our sins are put on Jesus.
他要把他所有的罪
He will put, took all of his sin
带到十字架上
to the cross.
那钉死了
and was crucified.
所以我们就可以脱离罪的一个捆绑
and we were freed from the bondage of the sin.
而且不再受死的一个捆锁
no longer subject to death.
那另外一个方面呢
On the other hand,
那耶稣在世上生活了三十三年。
Jesus lived on earth about 33 years.
而且他复活了。
And was resurrected.
但是我们在信心里面要接受主耶稣的时候，
And when we accepted Jesus in our faith,
我们也得了他的义。
We have his righteousness.
那他的生命就进到我的生命里头。
And inherited His life.
就我们就有了圣洁的生命。
And we have a holy life.
而且在他里面我们要承受神的一个赐福。
And in him we will receive his blessing.
那这个赐福就是永生。
Which is eternal life.
也就是将来的天堂。
And the future heaven.
真的再一次我们真的是应该今天是一个非常值得庆祝的一个日子。
Once again, today is a day worthy of most celebration.
那我们去回去看看主耶稣受洗的时候是这个样子。
I want all of us to look back about Jesus, the baptism of Jesus.
记录在马太福音的第三章十六到十七节。
In Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
那因为时间的关系，我就不读这段经文了。
With, due to the time, I'm not going to read it.
所以这些经文里面，这个三位一体的真神第一次在这里面出现。
In the above scripture, the three true gods of the Trinity appear together.
就是说，他主耶稣从水里面出来的时候
，When God, Lord Jesus comes out of them,
他就看见神的灵从仿佛是鸽子降下落在他的身上。
He saw the Spirit.Coming out and when the pigeon coming down.
So, 天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，是我喜悦的。
There's a voice from the heaven saying, This is my loved God.
所以圣子、圣灵和父、圣父都在一起出现。
It's a Holy Spirit and the Holy Father come together.
在一个庆祝，一个庆典。
And to, they have a very special ceremony to celebrate.
大约二十一年之前
，About 21 years ago，
呀，二零零三年三月三十号
，On March 30th, 2003，
也是我一个很特别的一个日子。
It's also a very special day for me。
就在 Cincinnati 的一个校园团契的一个教会的一个地下室。
In Cincinnati, in the basement of a campus fellowship，
我在那里受洗。
I was baptized。
现在回想起来，我还是很激动。
Now I'm still excited when looking back and think about that time.
我相信弟兄姐妹受过洗的都会有类似的经历。
I believe there's the same experience for those people who have been baptized.
没法用言语来描述。
It's beyond our description.
但是你生命的改变，你现在回想起来却是真实的。
But the change in your life is so true.
你从水里面进去。
You coming into the depth,
在水里面出来
and coming out of the water,
那个光明
the, and the light,
然后圣灵的内住
and the Holy Spirit coming to your heart,
父神喜悦你的一个经历
and our Heavenly Father please us, love us,
这是非常真实的。
This is so true.
那我们再看一看这个保罗他使徒保罗作为一个主耶稣拣选的一个使徒他的受洗的经历。
Let's look at the Apostle Paul when he was get baptized. He was selected by God.
保罗被主耶稣拣选的经历在使徒行传里有记载有三次。
The selection of Paul was recorded in Bible three times in Acts.
最详细的记录在《使徒行传》的第九章。
It was recorded in Acts chapter 9,
十七节到十九节。
Verse 17 to 19.
对，亚拿尼亚就进去，进了那家，把手按在扫罗的身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣，挡发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。”扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来他就能看见于是起来受了洗吃过饭就健壮了。
Then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.Immediately, something like scale fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some fruit, he regained his strength.
我希望这样的一个描述能够深深地进到你的内心里头。
I hope this description can enter in deep into your heart.
保罗在受洗的时候，
When Paul was baptized,
圣灵就充满他，
the Holy Spirit filled him.
他蒙蔽的眼睛就打开了，
and his blind eye were opened.
他说像一个灵一样掉下来。
Spiritually, he said something just fell off, like scales.
在属灵里面，我们都要有这样的经历。
In our spiritual life, we also have to experience the same thing.
在属灵里面，原来我们看不见的。
When in us, before we cannot see.
现在要看见。
Now we can see.
你知道你想要看见的是什么吗？
What will you see? Do you know?
就是保罗所看到的大光。
That's the big light seen by Paul.
那个大光就是主耶稣的荣耀。
The big light appears to our God coming.
完全圣洁。
It's totally holy.
他复活了。
He's resurrected.
他战胜了最黑暗的黑暗，就是那个死亡。
He defeated the darkness in the darkness, which is death.
所以无论是旧约的割礼还是新约的洗礼，这些都是表面的。
Whether it is circumcision in the Old Testament or baptism in the New Testament.
但保罗在这里面强调，他说我们要从这个人手的割礼里面出来。
What Paul wants to emphasize here is that we must come out of the circumcision by human hands.
就上升到在基督耶稣里面的割礼。
And ascend to the circumcision by Jesus Christ.
那如果你看这个经文的后面的时候，就可以看到这个在基督里割礼的一个功用。
If you see later those scriptures, you can see the function of circumcision performed by God.
所以在你身上就会产生不一样的效果。
And it will have different effects on your life.
那我们再回去读这段经文，十一节到十二节。
Let's read the same scripture from verse 11 to 12.
他说你们在他里面是也受了不是人手所信的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信他，信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
所以这个割礼它不是人手所行的。
So this circumcision is not performed by human flesh.
所以无论是有多有名的牧师给你施洗。
So no matter how famous a pastor, he gave you the baptism.
它不能产生特别的后效果。
It does not make any special effect.
所以这割礼实际上是完全是基督耶稣的一个工作。
This work is just the whole totally performed by Jesus Christ.
但是它产生的力量却是无穷的。
But the strength come from there is huge.
他说他要你脱离这个肉体的一个情欲。
It says he will free you from the lust of the flesh.
那这个肉体和罪它有很大的力量。
And these flesh and the sin are very powerful.
但主耶稣他要赐给你这个抗拒他的一个力量。
And our Lord Jesus gave you strength to combat these strengths.
所以你就有能力不再犯罪。
And you were not able to sin anymore.
而且第二呢，就是主耶稣他替你付上了这个死亡的代价。
And secondly, Jesus paid the price of death.
所有这些神要成就公义的这个审判和惩罚。
And all of God's righteousness, judgments, and punishments
都已经和主耶稣钉在十字架上
have been nailed on the Christ, on the cross.
而且最重要的是
the most important
主耶稣这个复活的这个灵
the resurrected spirit of Jesus
他要打开我们的心门
opens the door of our hearts.
那就像一个血液流到我们的里面
Just as blood flows in within us,
复活了
we are resurrected.
我插进去一点，最近我读了一本书。
Recently I read a book.
是叫 In His Image, 在他按他的形象。
The name is called In His Image.
它里面就讲到一个血液的功能。
It is talking about the function of blood.
所以它里面就描述了一个，就是说一个被输血的一个病人他的一个经历。
It's description the whole procedure of a patient who received the blood infusion.
然后建议以后有机会你要看到有人输血被复活的那个功用。
I suggest that you probably will watch for some infusion of blood, same as resurrection.
也许跟我们蓝医生这个联系一下，可以有机会参观一下。
Maybe,
血液里面有生命。
Maybe you can contact Dr. Lan to watch of his operations. You will see there's a life in our blood.
所以当主耶稣的宝血进到我们里面的时候，
When the blood of our Lord Jesus enter our life,
我就活了。
I'm alive.
就不只是活了，我们是复活了。
Not only alive, I'm resurrected.
那我们受洗归到主人名下的时候，在基督里面受了一个割礼。
And when we are baptized into the name of the Lord, we are circumcised in Christ.
圣经里面没有一个明确的名词给他。
There's no such special noun in the Bible.
那我们有的时候把它叫做十字架。
Sometimes we call it the cross.
我知道大家脖子上有的时候会挂十字架。
I know someone we will hang a cross in a neck.
你耳朵里会挂一个十字架。
Oh, in our earrings.
那有的时候会纹身，纹在身上。
And I have some cross tattoo on your body.
但是这个记号都不完整。
But these, all of these marks are not complete.
因为这个十字架不只是刑具。
Because this, the cross, is not just a tool for penalty.
如果我要取一个完整的名字，
If I want to give it the whole name,
是主耶稣在十字架上对我们的爱。
It's the love from our Jesus Christ from the cross.
那这个记号进到我们生命的时候，
When this mark enters to our life,
它是完全要颠覆你的生命的。
It will overthrow your life.
那至少有三点的功用。
That's at three, we have at three effects.
那十三节的时候就讲到第一个功用。
In the verse 13, it talks about the first effect.
他说你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切的过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
It says, when you were dead in your sins and in theUncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins.
我们大家都犯过错。
I think everyone makes mistake.
那年纪越大，错犯的越多。
The older we are, the more mistake we made.
他说，我们的过犯和肉体从我们生命中去掉了。
He said, all our sins.Will be taken out from our lives.
所以这些过犯和肉体对我们的生命，新生命来讲，已经死掉了。
All these sins and mistakes are dead to us in our new life.
那我对于这些过犯和肉体呢，也死掉了。
Also, when me toward those mistakes and sins, am I dead?
所以如果你是一个基督徒，
So if you are a Christian,
你可以向边上的人就宣告
，You can claim to the person who next to you，
我是个死人呢。
I'm a dead man。
就死表示，就说这些人跟你没有关系。
That means there's nothing about these people to you。
所以我所做的新生命的出来的时候，我就不会冒犯你。
So when my new life shows up, there's no offending to you。
所以我有脾气。
And even I have bad temperature.
我新生命里面就不会出来。
My new life will not have that bad temperature.
因为向着这些过犯和肉体，我就可以胜过。
So such those flesh and the sin will be gone.
那第二个方面在十四节的时候。
And second, it was talking about in verse 14.
他又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken away, nailing it to the cross.
让我们生活在一个法治的世界。
So we are living in a world under law.
犯了罪，你就要付上代价。
And you must pay the price if you commit a crime.
那根据犯罪的对象，你受的惩罚的对象也不一样。
Depends on who you commit and what you commit, you will receive different kinds of penalties.
所以我们犯的罪的对象是神。
However, when we commit our sin to our God,
他的代价就是死亡。
the price is death.
但是然后在十字架上的时候，主耶稣他把为我们的欠款都还掉了。
But however, on the cross, Jesus Christ paid for all our debt.
那希伯来书有很多的记载说一次就付清了。
In Hebrews, there's a lot of records. He paid our debts in once.
但是撒旦魔鬼他很聪明。
And Satan and the devil, they're smart.
他会常常来搅扰我们。
They always come to harass us.
那就控告我们。
And to charge us.
因为他借的律法。
And using through the law.
他攻击我们。
And he assault us.
那甚至搞得我们有些行为都不能做。
And disorder our behavior.
但是这一节经文就是提醒我们。
But this scripture reminds us.
主耶稣他很形象地说把这些字句都撤去了。
Jesus vividly said he has removed all these words
钉在十字架上。
and nailed them to the cross.
那我记得我们教会以前也出现过一次就是烧字句的一个典礼。
I remember there was a ceremony which burning all those letters in our church.
黄金可能记得我要讲什么，
Brother Jim remember that.
就是我们买这个教会的时候就是欠银行一些债。
Because when we bought this church, we owe a mortgage to the bank.
你还清了。
After we paid it off,
那你可以把这个字据烧掉。
We burn all those letters.
银行不能再来问你要钱。
The bank cannot charge us anymore.
那不过这个国家还是会问你来要税的。
If a country or government comes to for you for tax,
但是主耶稣的摆上是一次付清。
However, our Lord Jesus, his paying is once altogether.
啊，我很喜欢但以理书的里面的几个故事。
I like a story in the book of Daniel very much.
啊，那里面有三个以色列人。
There are three Israels in that story.
所以他们面对这个王的一个控告。
When they feel facing the king's execution,
被丢到火炉里面。
they were put in thrown into a furnace.
但是那个王惊奇地发现，那个火里面丢进去三个人，里面有四个人。
And the king was surprised to find four of these men, but he only threw three of them into the furnace.
而且这个王居然认出来这是人子。
And he even recognized that that's the son of Christ.
也在但以理书里，人子都是指向一个神的一个意思。
In Book of Daniel, Son of Christ means also means of God.
所以这三个人从里面出来的时候
，When three of them coming out of the fire,
一个很神奇的描述。
There's a very amazing description.
说他身上一点都没有受伤。
There's no burning sun on their body.
连衣服都没烧着。
And no burning in their clothes.
而且加上一句说连身上一点焦味都没有。
And in addition, it emphasizes that there are no burning smell.
当我们看到撒旦魔鬼来向我们控告的时候，
When we see those Satan and the devil accuse us,
完全可以告诉他，
we can tell him confidently.
主耶稣已经复活。
Our God, Lord Jesus, has resurrected.
我身上有主耶稣复活的一个记号。
I have the mark made by resurrected God on my body.
你连我身上的焦味你都闻不到。
You cannot even smell any burning smell from my body.
那最后，我想跟大家15节的时候，他就讲到第三个功效。
And the last, it's in verse 15, it has the third effect.
他说：“即将一切执政的和掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架来夸胜。”
And having disarmed by the powers and the authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
这里讲到一个词叫夸胜，
Here is a special word, the triumphing.
这个词平时我们很少用，
We rarely use this word,
但是呢，这个又很贴切。
but it's also very fitting the context.
这个夸胜的意思就是说，让你平时生活中你觉得自己最骄傲的事情是什么？
Triumphing is meanings. What is your pride in your whole life, pride time?
王静，我问你一下，你觉得你现在最骄傲的、自豪的是什么？
Jane, can I ask you what you feel very proud of you? What's the time where you feel you're very proud of you?
那问一下年轻人啊，年轻人，Peter 呢？
I can
你
ask
觉
them,
得你
youth,
最骄傲的是谁？
what's your pride time?
你最骄傲的是？
You feel you're proud of yourselves?
OK 啊
Okay.
，achievement 是吧？
When he achieved, 就是当他达到了什么成就的时候。
所以，我们有的是不同的时间、不同的时候，我们值得骄傲的事情都会变的。
So depends on different timing, different occasion. To be proud of something will change from time to time.
我老大进到大学的时候，那个时候真的很骄傲。
I was so proud of my oldest son when he entering the university.
呀，当时他们打篮球的时候赢了一场比赛，我也觉得很骄傲。
When they played their first game in their basketball, I was proud.
因为你所爱的人，他
Because you,
取得了一个成的时候，你会觉得非常骄傲。
because when your beloved ones accomplish something, you will be proud of them.
他说，在基督徒身上。有一个记号是你值得骄傲的。
It is said in Christian body, there is a mark which is be proud of by
主
all.
耶稣上十字架去死复活，这个记号在我们身上是值得我们骄傲的。
The mark made by Jesus going to the cross and the resurrect from the death is proud as by us as Christian.
那我回去复活节之前的3天，
So let's look back 3 days before the Easter.
那主耶稣对他旁边的一个罪犯讲，
The Jesus was told the one the crime next to him.
他说：“今夜你要和我在乐园里。
He said, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise."
”那最后呢，主耶稣又讲说：“成了。”
And finally, Jesus said, "Finished."
那而且讲说，当时的圣殿的幔子从上到下都打开了。
And also, it is said that the veil of the holy temple is spread from top to the
这表
bottom.
明我们可以坦然无惧的进到神的圣殿里头。
That means we can go to or God with confidence.
那3天以后，坟墓的石头就推开了。
And the stone of the tomb was thrown away after 3 days.
死亡的权势就消失了。
The power of death was gone.
而且主耶稣他在门徒聚会的时候，
And the Lord Jesus and come suddenly during his disciples' gathering.
他可以突然的显现，
He showed up suddenly.
而且给我们讲赐你平安。
And he also tells us, peace is with you.
而且主耶稣当时复活了以后，就跟门徒有同行。
And Jesus also walked around with his disciples.
而且跟他们一起同行的时候，一起讲话，直到黄昏。
And talked to them when they are walking till the twilight.
他在这个世上的时候，所有的执政掌权的对他都没有权柄。
In the old earth, all authorities has nothing power on him.
这里用了一个词，就是把他们掳来。
This is here you're using the words the trumping.
那这个掳来的原来的意思就是卸下他们所是身上的这武器。
This means it's just removed all the weapons from them.
就撒旦魔鬼身上有非常多的武器。
Those so many weapons from Satan and the devils.
那主耶稣一件一件的把它卸下来。
And Jesus removed them one by one.
而且显给我们看。
And also showed us.
使我们可以长着十字架来夸胜。
And let us have victory over the dead.
所以上个礼拜我们就是高唱何沙那。
Last week we sang Hosanna together.
那在这个复活节的这个主日，他复活了，成了。
On the East Sunday today, he is risen and is finished.
我们可以唱 Hallelujah.
And we can sing Hallelujah.
对，我们就是进到下一页，我们就是结束今天的一个信息。
And next slide.
所以这个。我准备这个信息的时候，其实是很一个月前都已经预备了。
When I prepared this sermon, starting from 1 month ago,
这是很奇妙的事情。
It was amazing.
今天早上
，this morning,
我去看我们微信群的时候，我们有一个很可爱的姐妹。
When I read the group notice from our WeChat group,
那心仪姐妹就每天给我们发一些灵修的信息。
Sister Xin Yi sent off some spiritual message in the book.
那这个信息就是我要结束的一个故事。
This message is my ending story of my today's sermon.
神的创造非常奇妙。
God's creation is amazing.
有的时候你很难用言语来表达。
Sometimes it's beyond our words.
比方说，为什么这个牛吃的草是青色的，挤出来的奶是白色的。
Why would you eat those grass green while those milk coming out of your body is white?
很难想象。
It's hard to imagine.
对，你的小孩跟你完全是肢体是完全不相干的，但是他可以在妈妈的肚子里面就不会产生问题。
And those the little child, the little baby, he's the same as us. But when he's in his mother's tomb, there's nothing happened to him.
因为你这里做医生的，你就知道你的身体的那个要移植进去的时候，你必须要跟你是一个同性的。
Because the doctor probably know when they come in, you must be have the same sex.
Same really harmony.
Harmonized sex.
对。然后我以前在二战的时候，当时有出现一个很有意思的事情。
Before there's something very interesting.
因为那些二战的那些飞行员都长得很帅。
In Second World War, those pilots are very handsome.
但是呢，他们的飞机又不能保护他们不受伤。
But those airplanes cannot protect them totally from being hurt.
所以他脸被烧着的时候就要移植皮肤。
But when their face were burned, they need to transplant with some new skin.
当时的技术就很困难，他只能用自己的胳膊上的皮或者是腿上的皮去移植到。
It was very hard by the time they only can transplant with new skin by from their same their own body.
但是如果你的皮肤割下来以后呢，就它又死掉了，就不能贴上去。
But if a new skin cut from your body and it will become dead and very hard.
所以它割下来呢，不完全的割断。
So when it's being cut, it's not completely.
所以这个皮肤就贴在上面，你的胳膊就要这样抬。
And they put the if they are cutting from their arms, they have to still somewhat connecting with their arm. They have to put their arm on their face.
所以你就这个胳膊挂的，然后直到它皮肤愈合的时候，你才可以把它割掉。
They have to keep this gesture until the transplant becomes success.
所以我要讲的时候。你如果这两个生命不同的时候，怎么可以和谐的在一起
？What I'm trying meant is if two lives if are not same, not harmonized, they cannot end together.
那心仪姐妹她讲到一个就是蝴蝶的一个故事。
Sister Xin Yi mentioned the story.
就蝴蝶在之前它就是一个虫子。
The butterfly before the life is just a cocoon.
然后呢，突然。就躲在一个茧里面
，and They hide into their cocoons.
然后呢，突然它就是出来了。
For some days, they just suddenly came out of their cocoon.
然后呢，这个虫的生命跟蝴蝶的生命完全不同。
And the life of the cocoon and their bird life are totally different.
这是一个很神奇的故事。
This is a very amazing story.
那我们的基督徒的生命就是这样的。
Our Christian life, just like that.
旧生命就是一个虫的生命。
The old is just the older life, it's just like any life in any insect. And coming to our own cocoon.
神叫你出来的时候，你就出来。
When the God calls for us, coming out, you out.
就成为一个很让人讨人喜悦的一个蝴蝶。
Become, then we become a lovely butterfly.
这是不同的生命。
This is a totally different life.
但是可惜的是，
But to some pity,
我们很多蝴蝶还想回到那个茧里面。
Many of us, like butterflies, want to go back to the cocoon.
这个是我们下一次我们讨论的问题。Next
time, I can talk more about
对，我们在新生命里面，但是我们思念旧生命的方式的时候，就是像那个蝴蝶。
In our new lives, when we think about our old life, it's not good.
关键在于，我们一定要去接受主耶稣给我们的这个记号。
The key is we must accept the mark by our Lord Jesus.
你要接受主耶稣的爱。
You must accept the love from God.
甘心的去接受他。
And to receive him completely.
要背上他的十字架。
And have his cross on your shoulder.
这是一个生命交换的一个过程。
It is a life of exchange.
在基督复活的时候，
When Jesus Christ resurrected,
他把生命交给我们。
He gave His life to us.
那我们去接受他。
When we receive Him,
我们把旧的生命连同罪，就是放到他的身上。
You are willing to accept Him, and you sin, whether they are from the nature of our sin itself or to the behavior showing outside, we totally put it down.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们谢谢你，
we thank you.
你把极宝贵的生命摆在十字架上，
You gave us your most precious life to the cross.
你把几千年来隐藏的一个奥秘，
showed us a secret about 1,000 years.
你那样的大爱在十字架上就显明。
Such great love showed us.
你把我们的罪都钉在了十字架上。
You put all of our sins to the cross.
那你又把更好的消息要传给我们。
And you gave us more gospels to us.
3天以后你复活了。
3 days later, you were resurrected.
而且复活以后，你又40天向我们显现。
And after the resurrection, you showed to us about 40 days.
而且记录在你的话语里头。
And it is all recorded into your words.
借着世代的圣徒，
To bind all those generations of apostles.
把这个复活的生命要传递给我们。
The resurrected life comes to us.
我们去求神，向神求。
We pray for our God.
如果我们在这边有慕道的朋友，
If we have any people have not heard the gospel,
愿神开启他们的心门，
we are praying to opening their heart by our God and accept his great saving love.
我们也为我们在这边没有完全摆上的弟兄姐妹祈求。
We also pray for those people who put themselves completely in front of you.
完完全全来仰望你。
We all look upon you.
接受十字架的爱。
Accept the love from the cross.
这是在永生里面的一个记号。
This is the mark in our life.
感谢神。
We thank you, our Lord.
我们相信你的大能。
We trust your great ability.
耶稣的名祷告祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.